Hi, everyone, and welcome to New Beginnings. Sorry we were a few minutes late, just a misunderstanding on what links we were using. So here we are. No technology problems, just different links than expected. It's okay, sweetie. You can stay sleepy. Hi, sweetie. Adelia's taking her nap, and the music woke her up. Oh, shoot. All right, well, we're going to start our call. Just go ahead and sign in. Let me know where you're calling in from. This is for the spring solstice, equinox, rather. And we're doing it a week early because we've added an incredible class next week, Timelines. We'll be talking about that a little bit as our training progresses. But I'm so excited to be spending some time with all of you. And really, it's just wonderful to be here with you.
Hi, sweetie. Do you want to come and give Mama a hug? Okay, big girl. Come on. Come on, big girl. Okay. Come on. Go.
There. That's my big girl. Okay. We did it. Okay. All right, so we are going into our love wisdom affirmation. As always, we start our class with and trainings and our calls with this beautiful affirmation. This is from the Illumination Rosary, which is beautiful. If you are Christian or not Christian, it's just an incredible rosary connecting with Divine Mother Mary. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I have worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurme Devo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvada Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu Guru Deva Maheshwara Guru Sakshat Parat Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Om Gam Ganapataye Namah Dum Durgaye Namah Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay, so we are in New Beginnings, and we have a beautiful chart. If you'd like to get started on the chart, here it is. Right permission and ability to be free to enjoy, refresh, renew energies of spring, to take on and learn new things as those unnecessary things fall away, removing domination, suppression, and control. So it's kind of the internal spring clean out. The hand movement that you're going to be using is the quantum pump, and you're welcome to use the double pump if you'd like to, too. So you use either the quantum pump or double pump. And if you're new to our calls, we love you and welcome, and we're going to demonstrate the basic quantum pump for you and show you a few things on how everything works and why it works. and hope you're having a happy spring, and that you're also thinking about spring cleaning. So you want to do the spring cleaning on the inside, which is, by the way, for those of you who don't have it yet, dynamism is a really great way to do spring cleaning from the inside. Oh, thank you. That was a very nice kiss. Yes, she's getting very kissy. She's a kissy girl now. So dynamism is a great way to do a spring clean out on your insides. It really cleans out the 15 centers of the body that are really your dynamic energy. So I highly recommend that as a spring clean meditation. All right. So the quantum pump is a basic pump. The first one that we ever did, elbow is down at the side, and the forearm and hand wrist are kind of in the same plane, and the hand is falling forward. Can you help show them how to do the quantum pump? Yes, just like that. Just like that. That's beautiful, honey. That's just beautiful. So you do the quantum pump, and the fingers are kind of loose. Loose. Yeah, the quantum pump. Beautiful. And the quantum pump works with everything. It works with everything. So you could just walk around the house pumping and you would feel better. You felt a little depressed or you were taking on someone else's energy, something like that. You could use the quantum pump. The double pump is both hands, elbows down at the side, and hands falling forward. Notice that the fingers are really free. And you can see how they're loose in the front like this. It's harder to see from the sides. And in general, if you didn't have a baby in your arms, your hands are about 8 inches from your shoulders. However, if that were difficult for you to do over a long period of time, you could put your hand down closer to your leg here, your thigh. You can see my hand is down here. And you could pump down here. And you could do this, or you could just do a little flutter even. Just a little flutter. And it could actually be resting on the side of your thigh, and that would still work. Okay, so that's the quantum pump. Sorry, the lights adjust until the link has been open about 20 minutes. So we just opened the link. So we might have some dark screen stuff. There's nothing wrong. It's just the mechanism takes a little bit of time. So next time we'll do it different. Okay, so that's one thing. And then the second thing I want to show you.
Yeah.
Hey, big girl. Should we show them the platter? Yeah, let's show you the platter. So the platter is this movement. We won't be using the platter today, but this is this movement of the hand facing forward and facing back. And you're only ever going to do the platter with one hand, the right hand. So we use the right hand because it's the outer assertive hand, and the left hand is the receptive hand. And so the left hand can read. Can actually, just like intuition, you can read from your hand. There we go. So that's the platter. Good. And then if you were doing a project where you were, say you were walking and you were working on, you know, your spring cleaning and you wanted to keep clearing so that it was easier to do spring cleaning, so that you weren't blocked with your spring cleaning, you could do this. You could do a flutter. That high side hand movement there is a flutter. And the flutter can be done with the right and left hand. That's all right. I only use my right hand with the flutter, but I have muscle tested that it's okay if you use both hands. Okay. All right. Some of you might have noticed we're different in 2017, and we got a Star Trek chair. I don't know if you noticed that. We got a new chair. This is Captain Jean-Luc Picard's captain's chair. So we got the old black chair that had a flat tire for a seat, and we gave it away. So that's part of spring cleaning, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, so we did... We did the quantum pump and a little bit of, muscle testing. Let's do the muscle testing next. Sweetie, do you want to sit up? Yeah? Do you want to sit right there? You want to be a big girl? Oh, you want to chew on my hand? Well, that's very helpful. Oh, you're so sweet. So another thing that's different, Adelia's 5 months old, and we are looking for a mother's helper, so she probably won't be on all the calls all the time. But, you know, the one thing I had said was I had waited so long for my darling daughter that that she had the right to permission and ability to be seen and heard. And so if you were challenged by her little noises or whatever, we keep in support, we keep a clearing chart so that it's easier for you if you're one of the people who didn't have the right permission and ability to be seen as a child. And so having little Adelia is such a blessing to us because she helps us clear stuff from our own childhood. All right, well, muscle testing is the ring finger, and you can do it in different ways, but this is how I teach my students. The ring finger on the right hand, pointed straight out, and then the pointer finger on the left hand, pressing down, holding your finger very firmly. My name is Julie Renee. My name is Bozo the Clown. Julie Renee, it holds firmly. We're doing a muscle testing class coming up real soon, so if you need help with muscle testing, and that should be a very powerful class. Okay, so muscle testing, quantum pump, and let's go on to our clearing. And today we are going to be doing the spring equinox clearing, clearing muddled energy from your body, your crown chakra, and rejuvenating a feeling of joy, grace, and delight. And this is the clearing that we'll be pumping for. And so we're doing that right now, and I'm going to just greet everybody who's on the call, lots of people signing in here. Okay, so Diane and Shirley and Laurel, Gayla and Penny Mae and Ramana. thank you. And Andrea and Anne and Tamara and Monique. Londoni. from London, and Tony from Wales, and Mira, Croatia, beautiful, I love that name, Mira, Linda, and George, and Anne, and Suzanne, and Teresa, that's beautiful, Anne Beam, hi Anne, Anne's a graduate from our Diamond class. And Michelle and Trevor, hi, Trevor from Berlin, Carol and Philippe, and Nadia and Janine Michelle from British Columbia, and Fatima from Portugal, and Fatima and Ramana, which is Ramana, are both from Portugal, but Ramana is living here, and Linda and Yvonne and Imi, I always say Limi, but I know I say it wrong. I apologize. I think you actually have corrected me a few times, but you know I love you, and I apologize. I want to meet you in person from Estonia. Kay from Florida, and Dominique, and Connie, and Gayla, and Monique, my feeling is buffering. Has it started yet? My feet is buffering. We've started, yeah. We've definitely started. Hi from Munich. From Las Vegas. Tamatha? That's an interesting name. And Esther and Saval. So if I didn't say your names. Ulana from Cape Town, how wonderful. And Louisa and Buddy and Clara and Galia and Brigitte and Nadia and Shirley, Zina, Diane. Yeah, Diane, it's definitely different. Got it about a month ago and nobody noticed. So nobody has noticed. My staff hasn't noticed. Nobody has noticed. So I thought I would just let you guys know. I actually was watching a Star Trek series of Star Trek movies, and I said, that is a chair I want to get. I've been sitting on a flat tire for like 3 years. That chair was not a particularly good chair that I was sitting on, and it was just real uncomfortable. It was like sitting on a board. So now I got Jean-Luc Picard's chair. Colleen Madonna from beautiful Kamloops, British Columbia. Hugs, sweet Julie Renee and beautiful Adelia. And Tamara, appreciate it, really enjoy Adelia. Thank you. Love is class, Zina and Marianne from Florida. And Sean and Monique and Zina and Stacy and Elizabeth. Hi, from Austria. Wonderful. And Hawaii and Sweden from Kathy and Mona Lise. And Jirina from Czech Republic, how wonderful. And Keiko from Sydney, and Jen from Eastbound, Washington, okay. And Kathy from New Zealand, and Brenda, Elena from, yes, and Donna, Leith and Market from Vancouver, Mia from New York, Kathleen and Keiko is from Sydney. So fantastic. So many people from all kinds of wonderful places. Thrilled to all have you on the call. While we're doing this, I'd love to, I'm guessing that there are some new people on our call. Adelia's busy playing with her little, you're hearing some little music sounds. That's her entertaining herself. So why does this work? And I'm guessing that there are probably 10 or 20 or 50 people that are new, and this is not an energy healing. This is a quantum activation. So what are we doing? We're activating the quantum field, the oneness field, the field of oneness, and we're rearranging the particles so they vibrate in a better circumstance for you. And so we're thinking an intention, a thought. We're seeing it actually complete. So I'm completing the chart. I'm clearing the chart. And then we're pumping. And that pump, that specific pump, allows us to access the quantum pleasure field. So philosophers have known since the beginning of mankind, so what the mind can conceive, so it can imagine and believe. So it can imagine it and then believe it as true. So if you can imagine it and believe it as true, it will accomplish. And what we know is that group mind is at a very low frequency, so it's very helpful to have both the intention, I've conceived it, I've imagined it, and I believe it to be true, and then this hand movement, which allows us to jump over group mind, allows us to jump over whatever frequency we're sitting in the family group, the corporate group, the whatever it is, get out and get beyond the 500 frequency where we're in the quantum pleasure field, where we're rearranging particles. So that's what the quantum pump allows us to do. And you think, well, rearranging particles, but you've got this big list of things like bloodline and clan. But those are, we're rearranging the information and how it's going through. And really, on such a deep level, we're disappearing a lot of what's in your field. And your field, so I talk about fields, but let's talk about this for just a minute, since I see people who are new and I see people who I don't see in regular classes. And so you might not know what a field is. And you might think, well, it's my auric field. But when I talk about the field, I talk about the four supporting realms or fields that support the blueprint. And those four supporting realms that support the human blueprint are the realm of genesis, which is the creation of new life, the realm of embodiment, which is what allows us as spirit to occupy body, and then the realm of quantum, or the field of quantum field, which is the field that allows us, it's what we're part of, that allows us to transform everything. And then the field of amplification. And the field of amplification is really the field that allows us, it's the law of attraction. Okay. So those, that's, when I say field, in general, I'm talking about those four supporting fields or realms. We call them realms that support the blueprint. The blueprint, the human blueprint, is perception, which are thought forms, essence, which is our spirit, soul, life force, high self, matter, which is our physical body and everything that makes up the physical body, and energy, and that includes our aura, our human spirit access portal in the back of our head, our chakras, our meridians, our nadis, everything that's energetically fueling, supporting, protecting, surrounding, that is a part of us, a mechanism that's part of us. So that's kind of a basic understanding of the blueprint. Okay, good. All right, now we're going to go back to our slide, and we're going to look at where we're at with this pumping project.
Sweetie, you can't really make that beeper noise. I know that you want to do something, but I'm not sure what it is. Do you want to play in your chair for a while? You want to be in your Cadillac? Here we go.
Very good. Oh, the chat box. Yeah, some of you aren't able to really see the slides well because of the speed of your computer, and I'm happy to do that. So there is what we're clearing, and here are the programs that are being cleared. There you go. Violet hands, how cool. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so that should get us going here. So we just talked about the blueprint. We talked about why it works a little bit. You know, there are two kinds of physics. We talk about this in most classes. There's quantum physics, and then there's Newtonian physics. And Newtonian physics is kind of the physics that most people think of with physics. Quantum physics and Newtonian physics were defined around the same time, 1915. They both came out, the definitions of quantum and Newtonian physics. So we're just working with the knowledge that's been around now for 102 years. But it's been around forever. And when we think about the blueprint, we're really thinking about something that we are made from, that we are created from, so that we generate from, that everything comes from. Okay, we're about 50% through on this clearing. Delia, no fingers in the mouth, sweetie. No fingers in the mouth. Sweetie pie. No fingers in the mouth, sweetie pie. Come on. No fingers in the mouth. No. Are you kind of sleepy? Yeah. You're kind of sleepy, aren't you? Yes, you are. Okay, so we are clearing this, and as we are, I'd like to, as a community, just let you know some of the new things that are coming up, so you know what's going on in our programs. We are certifying 150 people this year. We've got about 25 people right now in the apprentice program and are looking for another 125 students to join us this year in the Quantum Apprentice program or the Diamond Immersion program. So if that's something that's really attractive to you, get in touch with us and we'll figure out a way to get you in. I have added a lot of new classes this year, which you may not be aware of. Quantum Shifter Arthritis is coming up really soon, brand new class. Inner Vision, Intuition, Inner Vision, Tumors, Growths, and Cysts, Advanced Interference, Sleep Invaders, and Walk-Ins. So those are all brand new classes that have never been taught before. Year of Miracles is the place if you want to come in and really have your body regenerated over the course of a year. That's a really great place to show up. Sure, you can pump for Parkinson's. I think, Marianne, if you took some classes and... Marianne, are you an apprentice? But yes, you can pump for your brother in Parkinson's. There's specific things that you would do for specific illnesses. For example, and I'm not recommending if you're not, one of my apprentices or immersion graduates, to take it on like a practitioner, but you can pump for him and make his life better. But in the apprentice program, you learn all of the things that you're going to be looking for and checking for with Parkinson's. So you'd start with like the DNA. You'd clear the DNA. We're teaching a DNA class right now, designing your DNA. So we're teaching how to clear that kind of stuff. And then there'd be regeneration eventually. Once you cleared all of the problems around Parkinson's, you would eventually be regenerating the entire nervous system. It's super cool. I dated one of the top genetic scientists, Jerry Crabtree, from Stanford years ago, and met up with him a few years back, and he was talking about what they were working on in his lab, the Crabtree Labs at Stanford. And their project was replicating skin cells into nerve cells. And the possible use would be to grow someone a new nervous system who had a Parkinson's. And they were going to be working on that for at least 20 years, is what they thought. And I looked at him and I didn't, I said, wow, we're doing some of that already. We're regenerating nervous systems already. So... too far for him to believe that you could do it with a quantum field, but we are. We really are. So, okay, good. Well, I'd love to see you when you're ready, Marianne. I'd love to see you in the program. Chantel, can we pump for a general well-being if we know exactly what needs to be realigned, trusting God knows? Right. Chantel, of course, you can pump for general well-being. You will not get everything, but you will get a lot, and it'll be good.
Adelia, honey, Mommy needs you to be a little bit quieter, a little bit quieter, a little bit quieter, please. Yeah, a little bit quieter, please. A little bit quieter, please. A little bit quieter.
We're interviewing Mommy's helpers this week, so Adelia will be on calls, but she'll also have somebody to help her if she's got that if you got the so that's actually giggling, so she's not in any distress, she's just wanting attention, which babies of course do. They want attention. Okay. So you don't pump for others unless you get permission, and you can definitely pump for others, and you can pump for yourself. My friend Marcy Shymoff, like I said earlier, I guess I said it in the previous call, Marcy walks around her house and just pumps. She doesn't know what she's doing, but she pumps, and it makes her feel better. So the more educated you are, the deeper you can go on your pumping.
Yeah.
Are you the giggle push? So since this is my giggle push girl, yes. So Adelia is learning how to be gentle, and what she's doing is kissing and touching faces, aren't you? You're kissing and touching faces. You are. You think this is so funny? You think this is so funny? And we're so happy because Adelia's adoption is finalizing, so it should be in the next 2 to 3 weeks that all the legal stuff is all done. And we're so happy and so blessed here. So she is a giggle puss. Lots of giggle pusses. Okay, it looks like some more questions. Thank you. Pump for yourself and others at the same time. It's probably better to pump for yourself first and then pump for others afterwards. If you don't want to actually... Here's one of the problems when you're pumping for someone else is if you're not clearly defined on where you end and where they begin, you're going to take on some of their problems. So it's better to do one at a time. So I'm pumping for myself. I'm pumping for Adelia. And actually, truth be told, a lot of times I'll do that. I will pump through for myself because I don't want to... I don't want to mix up getting someone else's stuff. And that was a problem for me for years and years and years where I had so many health problems. And one of the things that ends up testing is that I was, a lot of my health problems were not my own. I was taking on other people's health problems. And some of it comes from why you would altruistically want to help everybody. And it ends up, the word empathetic, you become empathetic, and empathy means that you start taking on stuff from others. So so it's better to pump for yourself and then pump for them. And always get permission. Always, always get permission when you're pumping for someone else. Get to see my office. There we go. I think you can see. I can stand here and hold her, and you can see me. Yay! So let's see here. I'm stuck with my vision clearings. Chantel's asking about which pump to use, and we really teach that in the apprentice training, but you're going to muscle test for the pump, or if you're in classes with me, like you take the 100% clear class and the advanced interference class or whatever, you get these beautiful charts. And I don't know, there's about 80 pages of charts. And in the fifth column, it always tells you what to pump for, how to pump, which quantum pump to use. So that's a really good way if you can't muscle test, is to just be in the classes that you get the charts, then print out the charts and use the charts. Use the charts. So that would be good. And hi, Digi. Let's see. How can I have a personal consultation? Send a little note to support saying you'd like to talk to somebody about the apprentice program, or if you want to work with me in the VIP program. The only way right now that I'm taking on one-to-one clients is through the VIP program. And I waited many years, not waited on purpose, but I had 13 miscarriages and have adopted Adelia. And so we have cut back my hours so that I'm very specifically teaching groups and have just a handful of one-to-one people that I'm working with. Well, my daughter and hopefully her little brother or sister are little. So that's what we're working on in this phase. You know, we have seasons. And my last season, before she arrived, I was working 12-hour days. So you've just got me in a period where I'm only working 4 or 5 hours a day, for 4 days a week most days. This week we're doing a 5-day week. A lot can get answered in classes. So the chat box is open, and as you can see, I'm very responsive in classes. The other thing is, if you're in an apprentice program, you'll also get time with me based on which level you're at. It has different amounts of time. Somebody made a comment about a babysitter with a live class. You know, quite honestly, I'm not interested in a babysitter, but we are getting a mother's helper, so if she gets fussy, she can get her needs met. But honestly, this is normal human behavior, I think having children with Adelia, she adds angelic energy and purity. She brings so much goodness to the call. I think that I learn so much from her as I'm teaching, as well as the group. She can actually feel the energy of the group, and that's part of her fussiness, is there's probably a few people who aren't having a good day, because she picks that up. We're interviewing mother's helpers this week. But I don't think there's anything wrong with a baby being fussy or needing to be hugged. So I think that's normal, healthy behavior, and I think it's good for us to share that together. I think that is good. So that's my opinion. I'm stuck. Digi, I'm not going to address vision clearings. Today is not a vision day. But don't know where to start. Okay, we do have vision classes, and we have it in the Year of Miracles, and you can just put vision at the bottom of julierenee.com, any page, and it'll come up with different vision classes. You should do the one that I taught most recently, or get into the new one. And the new one will have the emotional anchors. So the brand new one that's coming up will have more. Okay. I love Adelia. She adds so much. Thank you, Ramana. Diana, I've been watching and studying, and I miss when Adelia is... Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, and she's just an angel. And so, you know, in India, it's so sweet when a child cries out or makes noise in a presentation, they say it's the voice of God. And, you know, when they're so pure and so innocent and young and they're excited or happy or fussy or whatever it is, we have to look at they're our opportunity, to go deeper, to share intimacy, to love, to experience preciousness. This is why I had mentioned a little earlier, if you were one of the people who maybe was a little uncomfortable with Adelia, it might be that you didn't have permission to be seen and heard as a child. And we have a nice clearing protocol for you, just giving you the space to kind of release that. If you weren't allowed to be seen or heard, you weren't allowed to be a little fussy or have an opinion when you were little. So I think what I get to do is practice unconditional love and be really, really a good mommy. Be a good mommy. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, let's see. Let's see what else has come in here. thank you. Lots of support on Adelia on the call. And you know, she had a big morning. She had a shot on Friday. She's sleeping through the night. There's so much good coming here. So much good. Yeah. Adelia, you want to go back to Nine-Night? Yeah, you want to go back to Nine-Night? Okay, I'm going to put the slide back on the screen. Boo, 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 boo. Boo, 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 boo. Let's put the slide back on the screen. All of Mommy's work. You have to see all of Mommy's work. We're going to put the slide back on the screen. I think you need to go back to sleep, honey. Yeah, you need to go back to sleep. And we'll go back up to the chart. And there is the chart, and we're... Oopsie. Right. Well, we definitely have more to go on the chart. So we'll be away for just a minute. I'm going to take care of her knees, and we'll be right back. So just keep pumping. Keep working. Okay, how can I activate my soul song? Well, that's an interesting idea, Renee. I'm not sure what that is, a soul song, but it sounds lovely. When we teach in Essence, which might be a really fun class for you to take, we teach about spirit, soul, life force, and high self. And this, I think you're actually more referring to the Song of the Spirit. The soul is the protective chalice that really protects the spirit and body. And life force is the energetic presence of spirit in the body, providing energy and power in the body. And then high self is the full extent of all of our knowledge and information, and so part of spirit. Essence, we retrieve the lost parts of spirit, or the damaged or broken off parts of spirit. So we retrieve them. We restore soul to 100% and life force to 100%. Essence is a very, very beautiful, beautiful training, very deep. Oh, thank you, Jai. You know, let me come in and speak to you from my heart. And I think I was realizing as I was upstairs freshening her up and making her milk that I'm a much better teacher because Adelia is here. And it may not be the perfect business class, but this isn't a business class. This is a class about your life. And as I have a tiny baby, and I get to look at all the things that are created, that we come in with, that we start with, that we struggle with from birth, I get to be a better teacher. I would say that every single class that I've taught since Adelia has been in my arms has been better as a result of Adelia being here. I think the other thing that's happened is there's an kind of an unending wellspring of love and tears of joy and gratitude and appreciation. And for years I really struggled with, and I think you'll relate to this, you'll understand it because we write about it, talk about it, like the evil spirit curse. And my mother's side of the family was very, very dark. My dad, my grandfather, who I only met once, Frank, worked with the occupying forces in Germany, but he worked with the SS, right alongside the SS, and was a very, very evil, bad man, my grandfather. And that side of the family was very, very dark. And so any kind of my mom not really capable of giving love. So the right to belong, to be loved and cherished, right, permission and ability, I had none of it. I had none of it when I came in. And so I went through a lot of my life without right, permission and ability to love and be cherished and be seen and all of that. And so I've learned so much. The last couple of years I've been on full steam ahead. I had never said, for anybody, I'd never said, well, I'm not an expert on emotions, because I really didn't understand them. I think what was presented to me, what was modeled for me about friendships and love with my parents wasn't anything that was honoring or, didn't make any sense. So before Adelia was born, I did 10 months of attachment therapy and worked with an attachment therapist and really worked on myself so that I could offer secure attachment to my daughter, but also that I would be transformed in the process of becoming her mother. And I can honestly say that that's the case. And, and it could be, from not enough sleep or whatever. She's sleeping through the night, but I went many, many nights with kind of high alert. I noticed that I'm much more available to cry and to feel feelings, to feel joy, to feel happiness, to be charmed and enchanted every second of the day with my daughter, to look down at her, whether she's behaving or not behaving, and just look at her and go, oh my God, she's so adorable. I just can't get enough of her on some level. And I honestly feel all of that makes me a much better mentor, much better guide. Yeah, so true. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Great. Yeah. And then some of you probably don't know my journey, and I don't keep anything a secret. I gave birth to 3 children when I was really young. I got married, was engaged when I was 16 and married at 18. Had 3 children and lost custody of those 3 children. Their dad's, my ex-father-in-law was running for state representative at the time. They were very political, and I was poor and sick. I had cancer. I'd had 5 surgeries that year, and I was 96 pounds, and I lost complete custody of those kids. And then they were, hi, sweetie. They were told lots of lies about their mother, so I don't have any communication with them at their choice, which is very sad for me. So I did a lot of therapy around that, and the therapist said, you're just a great mom. Why don't you just have more kids? So I had a tubal reversal and started with fertility treatments and the sperm bank, and I had a grand total of 13 miscarriages over 8 years. So that was really, really hard. Then I was engaged to be married 2 years after the last miscarriage, and we were going to do surrogate because clearly I couldn't carry a baby. And we had 2 surrogates lined up. However, 2 weeks before the wedding, he called off the wedding. So there again, I lost my opportunity. So then I said, well, I'm going to get my work out in the world, and I'm just going to stay really focused. And then when I can, and I have the money and the home and the ability to be a really great mom, but also to give the kids private schools or whatever they need, tutoring, then I'll either adopt or I'll have surrogate children. And a year ago in October, I heard the voice of God, this like, file for adoption now. And it's 4:00 on a Tuesday afternoon in October. And I just Googled legal adoption in California. And I called a law firm that helps with adoption. And they were spectacular with me. And a year after that phone call, a year almost to the date, I don't know, but it's I don't know the exact date. I can probably find it. But she was born October 9th this past year. And it was October, a Tuesday in October the year before that I applied for her. And I just feel that this journey is so amazing. And for those of you who, you know, I've had people say, well, my God, your life is beyond, you know, what Job went through in the Bible. And I have really, there's been a lot of suffering in my life. And so there's been a lot of tears. It's kind of a, the dreams fulfilled, the, you know, something that I've longed for so long has come to fruition, has come to a place where, oh, there she's falling asleep. And part of the tears, there's this beautiful song, it's a Christian song, on it's called The Good Father. If you haven't heard it, listen to it. Chris Tomlin sings it, Good Father. And if you didn't have a good father and you didn't have a good mother, my father was an alcoholic, my mother was mentally ill and, you know, coming from a harmful family, so there wasn't love in the family. This talks about God loving you so much, and if you can just imagine it in any way, the universe loving you so much, that they would give you everything and anything beyond what you could even imagine. And then our own limitations become the thing that prevent us from having our dreams fulfilled. And after all this time, so I had my daughter when I was 19 and I'm 59, so 40 years later, I'm now fulfilling my wish as a mother to really raise a couple children. Hopefully we get a little brother or sister. We're looking for a little brother, hopefully. And I just, I get overwhelmed with the idea that in the field of amplification, we have the opportunity, if we clear and then imagine this thing that maybe we've been held back from, so that we're meant to have everything, and that what holds us back is us and our thought process, our atheist thought forms, our group mind. And I've been thinking lately, I see Hoda, is that how you pronounce her name? She's adopted a little girl. She's 52. And I've been thinking about writing a book on adoption over 50, because there's an incredible amount of judgment around. You just wouldn't believe how much people think weird stuff like, well, you're not going to live long enough to raise her. Goofy stuff like that. That's just stupid. You know, my grandmother lived to 99. That's 40 years. That's plenty of time. But I know I'm going to live a really long time. So our class today is on new beginnings. I see we're gonna hold up a few more minutes. We're not gonna end the call quite yet. Our class is on new beginnings, and really, what I'd like to encourage you to do is do a clearing on the inside out. If you have dynamism, do the dynamism meditation. Do any of my meditations, but dynamism is the big clean out. Clean your house, do some feng shui, buy a feng shui book, and clean up, wash your front door, remove items that aren't, if they're broken, either get them fixed or remove them now. You've kept them way too long. I'm definitely on that right now. I've had my handyman over every week, and I've said, can this be repaired? Otherwise, we're throwing it. And we had a whole bunch of stuff that he's actually gone through and repaired. Everything could be repaired, which was amazing. So you want to create a space where you don't have dead stuff laying around. You want to create a space where there's room for new life. And if there are empty drawers, all the better. You know, like, you don't have to have everything filled to the brim and a storage unit filled to the brim. And you don't need to keep everything in plastic containers. I'm seeing some of you thinking, oh, I'll just organize in plastic containers. If you haven't used it for a while, I was looking, I moved in 2 years ago. 2 years ago this week. And there's still stuff that, you know, was just stuck in a cupboard, and I haven't touched it. I'm just throwing it away. I haven't used it in 2 years. I don't need it. So I want to really encourage you to do some spring cleaning, and also do some cleaning in your own field, in your own space. Let's see. That's going to really be helpful. I want to show you some classes that are coming up that I think you might really love. I've added a bunch of new classes. Know if we've done this. I apologize if we have. I don't think we have. Maybe we have. So there's some new classes coming up. Intuition, inner vision. Yes, we did. Tumors, growths, and cysts. Advanced sleep interference. This is different than the sleep class where we worked on the pineal gland and the adrenals, and we worked on physical things in the sleep class. It's going to work on the interferences that harm you while you're sleeping or cause nightmares, that kind of stuff. We're going to do a class on walk-ins. Let's see. So there's a lot of new stuff coming up. And then please, if you are thinking you're one of the people that I want to certify in 2017, please talk to us. Please get on one of our schedules. We've got enrollment specialists now that help just take you through a conversation about what it would mean and how it would work for you. So please do join us if it's a soul calling for you, if it's a spirit calling for you. Let me just test. Are we done? We're 73% clear, 73% clear on the chart. What I'm going to do is I'll spend another 10 minutes, so we'll go till about 15 after, and I'll blast. So for all of you, if you want to stay on, I'll be able to put her down in her crib, and I'll just really focus on blasting. So we should get to 100% clear by 15 after if I'm blasting for you. So I love you. God bless you. I hope you have an amazing spring. Do let me know about your miracles. I'm just so blown away by all the miracles that are happening. Oh, I wanted to show you we've got some beautiful things coming up soon. The rosary, if you haven't done that already, we're releasing that for Easter. So the rosary prayer book is coming out. We have Quantum Healing Secrets, second edition. It's twice as long, so we've expanded it. It's twice as long as the original Quantum Healing Secrets, and is now a book that's coming out. We have these are all coming out in the next couple of weeks. They're all done. They're just ready to go to print. And then the Illumination Rosary, the whole guidebook. So the other one is the prayer book. So those are all coming out. If you're looking for something really simple and fun, you want to plug in technology-wise, we have an app, the Q5 app, and you can find it in any of your app stores. And it's a meditation app with 64 five-minute meditations. So you can just click in night or day and get your meditations in. All right, well, we'll end with a little blessing. Om Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamiso Ma Jyotirgamaya Murchur Maham Amritam Gamaya Om Shantihi 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 Om peace. May your world, may the entire world, and may your life be filled with vibrancy, good health, and peace. Tatastu, so be it. I love you. We both love you. See you soon. Bye-bye.